You seem upbeat for a guy.
That's just lost three straight. Yeah. Yep. It's another day. I'm trying to keep it balanced. I've had enough depression over the last 3 or 4 days to sink many humans.
Depressed why? Games that you could have
won? No, just probably a lot like the players. Just, you know, I think on that road trip, we probably could have won 2 of those games. Possibly. I got to give Ottawa credit. They played very well. They played like we played the previous games when we were winning. But the last night's game was a little difficult. Because we've gone into Pittsburgh now and played, you know, different ways. Not different ways. We pretty much played in Pittsburgh too offensively. But Pittsburgh game was pretty tough for everybody. It does. It doesn't keep happening. It happens sometimes. Against Pittsburgh, it does, yes. It's not by design. Dustin knows where he's at with his game, and we know where we're at with his game. He can be a very good player, and we need him to be a little bit better, you know. I'm not going to just go on that game and just say, you know, we need him to be better, but he understands where, and he's trying. I can say that. He's trying. He's not happy, neither are we. You know, because when he makes mistakes, sometimes they end up in the back of the net. It's like a goalie. If a goalie makes a mistake, it does usually end up in the back of the net, but a defenseman, you know. But he can be a very good player. We'd like him to be better more often than not, but consistency is one of our issues. Yeah, but it's not only the pass to Shifley in the corner. There's a positional mistake there that even led up to that whole thing. It's not just that issue. That's the issue you guys see. There's other things that lead up to those things that eventually come back to create that situation. That's not just Buff. And there's other people if you want to blame, you can blame a whole slew of people. You know, I mean, I know it looks like that in the tape and all that stuff, but there's always a sequence of events that happen before bad things happen, and usually they work in sequence.
So he can't just fire it up the boards. Kind of thing.
He can do whatever he wants. He could have done anything differently than what he did. He chose to do that. You know.
Was it the decision or the execution on
that play? Let me just put it this way, without analyzing that play, okay? It was the execution of not only one player. There were multiple players involved in that play that resulted in the back of the net. I'll just say that. I don't need to get into who, what. You know, yes, if a pass had been on the tape, yes, but if Mark Scheifele had slowed down, it would have been on the tape. So go on and on. There's just, you know, more than just what you see. That's why when you guys are trying to solve this stuff, it's not, you guys like to make it black and white. It's not sometimes black and white. It's gray, just like what's in my head. A lot of gray matter. You're asking me system problems. If you're asking me if we win, you know, there's nothing wrong with the system. And I get where you're going with your question. There's nothing wrong with the system. When we play the right way in our system, we play well. That's what we're striving for on a consistent basis. That's what we're striving for. I'll just say that. It's nothing to do with the system. Whether we have a good system, bad system, no system, you know, I'm sure that when you've seen us play, like me, you see us, we play very well and we play very poorly. Why can't they find middle ground? That's what you're asking.
Yes.
That's a good question. That's what I'm trying to get us to do. That, and I will be relentless in my pursuit to get that. Now, is that a system issue? I don't believe it is.
For the record, I don't believe it's a system.
But no, yeah, it doesn't matter. But I get where you're going.
Like,
sure.
Like the players say themselves, it's the execution. It's a simple thing and whatnot. And for the lack of consistency, that's what's the frustrating thing, I assume. So that's why I'm asking.
Right. No, I understand what you're asking. Why can't we do it every day.
Or close to it.
Or close to it, right. That's the solution we're trying to find. I've been trying to find it for 2 years and 3 months or 4 months. We'll get it. Hopefully we'll get it tomorrow and every day afterwards. But it won't happen, you know. I expect that we're going to play. I'm not sure how we're going to play against Tampa or other following games. I'd like to see us escalate. Hasn't happened yet. You know, I'm trying to keep the frustration level from bubbling over. How am I doing?
Pretty good.
Okay, good. Thanks. Well, we are consistently inconsistent. So right now we haven't established the identity that we want and we see. Let's put it that way.
And what is the identity
that you want this team to be? Well, I'm not going to get into all that, but I think that if we can play up to what I see as our potential, then I would be happy. And I think that whether that's a 500 team or over a 500 team or how many games over, I'm not going down that road. But I think I know what we can be, and that's what I strive to get. And we're not there yet. And that's what gets me worked up.
Do you feel as if you're any closer to it? I mean, consistently consistent is kind of how we...
Do I feel that we're any closer? I would say judging, I wouldn't judge from last night's game, but I think that we've taken a decent step today. Let's just put it that way, I think. But we won't know that for a while, and it won't be in, you won't see it in just the Tampa game tomorrow. That'll be one step, win or lose that game. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for other things. So, you know, I'm hoping that we're a little bit, we're taking steps in the right direction. Well, you know what? You got to give their coach kudos. He's got a lot of guys out there, some key guys in Stamkos, and they continue to do well. So they've done a pretty good job. You know, we've played them just, a month ago. They're a good team. They play good. You got to have a lot of respect for St. Louis. He drives that team, and Stamkos, I think, drove it too, and there are others as well. You know, they're getting good goaltending. Should be a good game tomorrow. Just need to be ready to play. I don't have any magical systems that they play. I'm talking about systems. Hold on a second. Yeah, I don't want to disrespect the coaches for the Olympics or the selection staff. So it would be hard to deny Kunitz, let's just put it that way. Because there is something to be said for chemistry, and I know that that is part of the thing, but, you know, who would you play with them? But to answer your question in another way, because I don't know if Kunitz will make it or not, you know, because I know the dialogue back and forth, and that's no disrespect to others, because there's a lot of good players. I think when you, and there's some smart people in that committee, you know, the committee, whether that's the management or the coaches, there's some sharp people there. He has speed. You look at the elements. That's what I would look for, the elements that he has. He has speed, skill. He's got pretty much everything. So what do you want to put with him? More speed, you know, or some size, you know. These are things that they have to figure out a little bit, you know. But they got a big rink. They'll have figured all those things out. I tell you one thing you'd want, though. You'd want a smart player because he's a smart player. You'd want, and they're going to have all smart players there, you know. But I didn't answer your question, you know, completely with which type of player, but I would only say that if I was playing and I was a good player, I'd want to play with Crosby because he would make me better. No, we're fatigued, though. A lot of stress on the body. You know, not really. I mean, is anybody else that we've got coming into the lineup that's close? I don't believe so. Not too close. To answer your question, you know, yeah, I haven't really gone down the list to go, where are we at here?